Time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
This week, Elizabeth, I thought we would focus on some recent research which shows that reducing your intake of alcohol could have a positive effect on the incidence of cancer. Could you tell me a little bit more about the findings of this research?
Yeah, I don't think, Toby, everyone realises the effect of alcohol on cancer. It does account for 4% of newly diagnosed cancers worldwide. However, the proportion tends to be higher for specific cancer types, with alcohol consumption accounting for probably around about 12% of female breast cancers, 11% colorectal, 10% liver, and 7% of esophageal cancers. Now, the highest negative effect is found with oral cancers. Now, that's the mouth and the throat. An ulcer in the mouth, I mean, I'm sure lots of people out there have had ulcers, and they should go away, say, in a couple of days, a few days. Now, if you're finding an ulcer is just not disappearing, then please get it checked out. The best person is your dentist, of course. But to go back to the research, I was talking about a Korean study. Now, that showed even a modest reduction in alcohol consumption can have a positive effect. And the effect is higher for those heavier drinkers. Now, a couple of the flaws I saw in the research was, do Koreans have the same genetic profile as Europeans? I'm not sure. Also, the researchers didn't look at whether the participants had healthy lifestyles before the research. And that's an important factor. But certainly, what we found from that research was reducing alcohol intake does have a positive effect by reducing cancer incidence.
I believe the NHS has a recommended drinking level. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's 14 units a week, Toby. And what they suggest is maybe not spreading your drinking over a complete week rather than just at weekends. I did a little project when I was doing my community pharmacy diploma, and I got some patients to fill in a questionnaire. And some of them found that, yes, they didn't drink alcohol at all during the week because they were working. And then at the weekend, they actually took possibly more than 14 units. And that is a very bad idea.
And I suspect that the question that everyone might want to know and probably should know is, what is a unit of alcohol, Elizabeth?
Yeah, a unit of alcohol, if you think about pure alcohol, then 10 mils, that's like 2 5-mil spoonfuls. Now, that's a unit, and it's equivalent to half a pint of normal strength lager or single measure of spirits. And when we get to wine, of course, there's all these different sizes of wine. Medium glass is about 1 to 5 mil. That's about one unit as well. We also have to remember the strength, and that's where people perhaps go wrong. They may be thinking of just about the size of the drink they're having, but not the alcohol content. And you've got to remember that alcohol is eliminated through the liver. And the best way to speed this up is reduce concentrations in body tissues. Now, that's drinking lots of water. So I think that's really a bit of advice we need to give to people. If you're going to drink alcohol, then please have some water as well.
Finally, are there any benefits to drinking alcohol at all? As I'm sure somebody did say that a glass of red wine now and again could be good for you.
Yes, I think it's important to finish on a positive note, Toby. And yes, there is some evidence that drinking red wine may offer health benefits. What we don't want you to do if you're a non-drinker is start drinking red wine. That's not what we're saying. But if you do enjoy alcohol, then probably red wine is one of the ones that has been studied, and it tends to be healthier than, say, white wine. And it's to do with the grape skins. Most white wine is fermented. The skins are separated from the mash, fruit and juice. With red wine, the skins remain throughout the fermentation process. And that's where these antioxidants are. And we know antioxidants are important for maintaining good health because they protect your cells from damage. And the antioxidants found in wine are polyphenols, flavonoids. You've maybe heard of the word resveratrol, or the substance resveratrol. That's contained in red wine, and that's an important antioxidant. But of course, you could also take a capsule, Toby, if you wanted to. You don't have to drink red wine.
Well, some very useful advice there for us all. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in contact and ask for some advice, where's the best place for people to go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.